Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars. Before we get started today with the star beings, I just want to invite you all to the launch party that they're planning. They came up with this idea that we should launch the podcast with a party on Zoom so that everyone who wants to join us can see and communicate and send in questions. And they have a special solstice message, they said, that they're preparing. So please go to our website, voicesfromthestars.com, and our Facebook page, also Voices from the Stars, and look for your invitation there. Everyone who signs up to come to the party will get a gift bag of free bonus recordings, an ebook channeled from the Star Beings called New Tools for New Creation, and of course, the very important link to the Zoom meeting. And we'll all be getting together on December 21, 2020. So please join us. Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining us. There's a lot of excitement going on today. I can feel it in the higher dimensions. The star beings just couldn't wait for me to start. Open the door so they could communicate with you. They want to start with a little attunement for your energy field. Take a deep breath and relax into that energy. I used to give private sessions, and they always start them with an attunement that usually lasts quite a bit longer than that, going through all the chakras, all the energy field, and just tuning and clearing out anything lower frequency so you can receive the maximum benefit. We're calling you together today, they say, to hear something new about the universal source. Really? Wow. Something you haven't known before within your being. How can that be that our own being didn't know it? Something new to your human being awareness, we should say. Okay. Something new to your human being awareness. All right, then I'll just get out of the way and let you do your stuff. Who are you who have come to speak to us today? We're a council. We're a council of higher beings from beyond this plane of existence, a higher council. Well, we're honored to receive you today and be communicating with you. We We're here because you've opened the door, because each human being listening to this voice has shown up, to play their own part in the whole complex drama now unfolding on your planet, in your plane of existence. When you talk about our plane of existence, or that you come from a higher plane of existence, what exactly are you referring to? Does that mean a dimension? Everything that exists, exists on many levels. Existence exists throughout time, space, and beyond. So there is what you might call a lower dimensional earth, an intermediary, higher. And you yourself have many planes of existence or levels of existence. It's like if you imagine a column of light, gold and white light, that is something like your energy. And if you were to take a cross-section, the column of light is vertical. If you were to take a horizontal cross-section and just live within that, you wouldn't know what was up above and what was down below. You'd be living on a specific plane of existence, and that's what we're referring to. Thank you, that is so clear. Thank you for that image. So I'm very excited to hear this, and I'm also a little trepidatious because it's a big thing to claim. It's a big thing to claim that this information you're bringing us about the universal source is new to our plane of existence. Is that what you were saying to me, that I was having a hard time understanding at the beginning? You might say that we're here to remove the veil a little further. It's like the veils have been lifting. The veil being the energy that limits your perception, your ability to perceive what is not within your physical view or your inner experience, your inner human experience, your awareness that is in your human mind, your consciousness, something you haven't experienced and can't see. And those veils have been lifting, but now we're just here to just remove it a little further. So from within this plane of existence, it can be as though you had moved up into higher planes. Do we actually move up into higher planes as we go through this process that people have been calling ascension, meaning that we absorb higher frequency energy? That is exactly right. Within your own human experience, you can expand your plane of existence. That cross-section of your white light column, it's as though you took out the floor or the ceiling above you, the structure between levels, and suddenly, between stories of a building, and suddenly you could be on the ground floor, but you could see all the way up three or four floors above you. We're going to help you a little bit to absorb some of that. That idea, just that idea alone, which is sometimes somewhat new to some people. Adikala kala 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 you have a sort of self-imposed limit above your head that is a certain range of energy frequencies that you wear somewhat like a helmet, which keep you from perceiving frequencies higher than those. There has been a belief among the human race, amongst all peoples, that this had a protective function, that to see too high or too far into the inner realm could be dangerous to your own mental well-being, your health, and your feeling of security, especially if you're one of very few people who can see that. You've all encountered the attitude that people who see other things than the usual, normal, are abnormal, are considered irrational without their full mental faculties. And we are saying that sometimes it is simply that they don't have the helmet, or their helmet might be more transparent. Okay, so is the helmet kind of like a veil too? Does it serve the function of the veil? You could say that. Okay, thank you. So what is the truth that you want to teach us today? Taking off this helmet can cause some fear. And we want to dissolve that fear so that you can see clearly without wondering if you're in your right mind. In fact, you'll be very much more in your right mind without it. Without your limiting factors, or with fewer of your limiting factors. Because we're not going to suddenly just expose you to the full range of all your knowledge of all existence at one time. You're here to focus on this plane where you are, or these planes of existence that you experience, and to create a life here. So it wouldn't be useful for you to be distracted by so much information that you couldn't process it, and so much that you simply could not physically process through your human brain and energy field. Please trust us. We are wise counselors, and we have a great deal of experience. Beyond this earth plane, and working with many on this earth plane. Higher counsel. Thank you. Okay. What do you want us to know? Universal source. The light within all light, within all life, is continually emitting new life and new light. The creation didn't happen just a long time ago. It's a continuous process. And as far away as the universal source is, that's how close the universal source is as well. Through your inner light, the light that gives you life. This energy that you consider your life force What makes the difference between a body with life in it and one without is continually being renewed and refreshed and rethought, reconsidered by the source itself. That very energy carries intelligence with it, new ideas, new possibilities. And the more that you open yourself to accept, receive, and allow that energy to permeate your field, your energy field, and your physical form, the more potential for expansion and creation you have in this life. The source cannot fully create through you everything possible, your highest potential, until you are ready to receive it all. Your potential was not written before you were born, even though many of you believe so. There were potentialities and probabilities and possibilities known. There were intentions and plans, many, many, many alternate plans beyond the scope of what the human mind could absorb, but not beyond your higher mind. But even as you live on the earth, every time you open and allow the flow of energy through you from source, every time you consciously choose to expand, to allow the new into your life, to allow yourself to receive, it increases both the quantity and the quality, or the frequency, the high frequency of the energy that you are prepared to absorb. And the source responds. The source knows this. The source is infinite grace and infinite ease and infinite intelligence, infinite awareness, consciousness. The source is conscious and consciousness. And do you have this same connection even at the high plane of existence where you are from, members of the High Council, this High Council? The brotherhoods and sisterhood of light, beings of the Most High. It is the only way that we could exist. It's the only way we could have life and form as we do have in our own plane, not the kind of form you have, but our own form, an energy form. It was the only way, it is the only way, we could have come to be individual thought processors. Thought processors. What you call individuated beings or centers of consciousness. What is a consciousness? What is a being? What is a person? What is a mind? It is a thought processor. It is the ability to process ideas, not necessarily with language. Language is not essential to thought. Human beings forget this because they learn to translate their thoughts into language at such a young age, and it happens so rapidly they think it's one thing. But thought is essentially pictures, ideas, and ideas don't have to be expressed in words. There's an idea that is difficult for the human understanding to grasp, but not impossible. Nothing is impossible. Your human expansion, potential expansion, is infinite. Your potential for expansion as a human being is infinite. Let us put it that way. Yes, because you must understand that your existence goes on way beyond the physical form and its energy field. So if you connect to that, those higher and higher aspects of yourself, higher levels of your column of light, higher planes of existence, of your own existence, as an individual thought processor, you see that it goes on and on and on and up forever. your consciousness also exists or can exist in the plane that we come from. Because you have infinite potential, as we all do, because we all come from the one primary source. So if I understand you correctly and can process with my human brain what you just said, what you want us to know is that our potential in life is constantly growing and changing as we receive higher and higher frequencies and absorb them and open to them and ask for them. The source continually can expand our potential, can send us higher and higher frequency energy, meaning higher information. Could you explain something about that? What exactly is, what potential for what? What is our expanding potential? To be infinitely powerful creators of your own life while still in human form. So that you're not dependent on the beneficence, there's a word. So you're not dependent on the beneficence of any other human being, nor are they dependent on yours. Each one has the same capacity for love, for mercy, for grace, for connection with each other and with the source. Compassion. You can have compassion for others and they can have compassion for you while each being sovereign. Solo. Solo? We are all connected and we are all solo. Each individuated thought processor has responsibility for their own life, their own creation. And what we're telling you is that that prime creator has not set any limits on what you can be in this lifetime or any lifetime. That the more you receive, the more you ask for, the more you absorb and attune to, the greater your potential and the higher potential you have. The higher you rise, the more you rise up that column of light, the more space you have around you, above you, below you, the more possibility of understanding yourself and others and the source itself. Wow. Thank you, Council. High Council, is that what you want me to call you in the future if I want to call on you? If we want to call on you? We'll know who you're talking about. You can just call us a High Council of Being. That describes us. Okay, so High Council of Being. These energy frequencies have a way of stilling the human intellect. That's what they're for, because the human intellect is what forms that helmet over your head. It serves as your shell, like an eggshell trying to protect you, an armor that you no longer need. You no longer have the physical dangers you sometimes did. Most of you, in most of the world, are not in danger for your life by knowing too much, for knowing too much. And those of you who have this freedom to expand as far and as wide as you want, as you choose, as the source makes possible for you individually, those are the ones that are the shining lights that help others. Because the frequencies that you carry, the frequencies you access, radiate through you, from you, and through you, and raise the frequencies of all around you. So you don't have to teach or become a celebrity to have influence. You're immensely influential simply by being and walking through your daily life. And those of you who are these shining stars, of whom there are more than ever before on this earth, there are many, 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 you'll all find some way to express it, because that's your heart's desire. That's the desire of your own higher consciousness, your own higher levels of yourself at your own higher levels, planes of existence, in the higher planes of existence. You see, you are a sort of internal team your own, there's a mind-boggling thought, your own consciousness and at higher planes of existence is working through your consciousness in the human plane of existence, expressing. So when you're perfectly aligned within with your higher consciousness in your allowing, you're not blocking any energy flow, you can receive thoughts and impulses and desires directly from your own higher self. That's what we mean by your higher self. It's your own consciousness in higher dimensional ranges of energy, frequencies of energy. And ultimately, it's Source itself. Because Source, we're like rays of sunlight. That's all we are. We're just like rays of sunlight. And from the great central sun, but in this case, we're using that as a term meaning original Source. The creator of all. Thank you. I am so grateful that you came to us today and explained, brought us this awareness so that we can consciously access those higher frequencies, make or open ourselves to receive. And is there a specific way that we should, that you recommend that we open to receive higher and higher potentials? Because that's very exciting to know that our life isn't limited. Our potential keeps growing as our consciousness grows. Yes. Yes, it does. Send me the highest potential available to me now in this plane of existence and beyond. It's a very simple prayer, a statement, an order to the energy that is you to bring you your desire. And by stating that that's what you want, raise my potential. Beloved Source, raise my potential. All that is, raise my potential. Increase my potential. Grow me. There is many ways of saying it. You just have to ask directly. Address the energy and address the source of that energy, which is consciousness itself. We believe that's enough for right now. We think that's enough information for all of you to absorb, because information, words, ideas, are energy. They are frequencies. And in addition to simply processing with your left brain the ideas, the thoughts, your energy field and body will absorb these frequencies. And that takes place over some time. It continues after we quit speaking, after you stop listening. Continues as long as it feels good to you and you're willing to allow it. See, it's all based on what you're willing to allow. What you're willing to ask for and allow to happen determines your growth potential. That's it. That's all we came here to tell you today. We love you. We're caring for you. We're assisting you. We're cheering you on. We're helping you from the highest planes of existence. Know that you have higher help. Thank you, Higher Council of Being. And thank you, listeners, for joining us today. And I hope you will come back. I hope you will join us again and share with your friends. Because this is a very special opportunity to receive information and energy attunement and understanding, greater, expanded, higher understanding. So thank you to each of you for showing up today. And until next time, this is Susan Rensberger sending you love and light and joy and peace and prosperity from my home in the beautiful Uco Valley of Mendoza, Argentina, at the foot of the Andes Mountains. Thank you for listening. To hear more from the Star Beings, plus interviews with other communicators and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you've received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.